Monmouth trying to pick up their second consecutive victory. They're 30 minutes away of game time from doing that, leading Columbia 13-7. We welcome you back, Matt Harmon, Eddie Iacopinti, our good buddy Ray Malaspina in the studios of the Shore Sports Network today, broadcasting on 1160, 1310 AM and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Monmouth up by six. They will kick off to begin this second half. Lucas Santangelo coming on. He will have the wind at its back as Columbia will bring their kickoff return team on to the field. MU home next week. And then the October schedule, which is actually somewhat light considering that this is their fifth game before the end of the September. Robert Morris at home, at St. Francis, home for Cornell on homecoming on the 19th of October, and then a bye week on the 26th of October. Santangelo set to kick off. Braddock and Rhyme back deep. And wouldn't you know it, Santangelo had the ball fall off the tee again. That's pretty much been a staple so far of today. Thaddeus Richards will come on to hold. Santangelo sets himself 10 yards back behind the football and about 5 yards now coming forward on the diagonal. Gives this a good charge and we are underway. Rhyme about 9 yards back in the end zone. Lets it go up over the top of his head and it will come out for a touchback. First and 10 from the 25-yard line with 30 minutes to go here. MU trying to go to 2-3 on the season before Robert Morris comes to town next Saturday afternoon. Trevor McDonough, the sophomore quarterback who took over for now the injured Brett Nottingham. 6 of 12 so far today for just 27 yards. Has been sacked once and also threw an interception as well. On first down and 10, tight end wing combination off to the right side of the formation. Receivers split. Counterplay to the right side for Garrett, who looked like he was going to have a big run and then hit about 5 yards over the line of scrimmage by Brandon. Still a 7-yard pickup, second down and 3. I got a question for you.
I'm ready.
Did we find out the result of that one play, the fumble interception?
It was ruled an interception.
Okay.
Because the arm was moving forward. Credit Darnell Leslie with his first career INT.
Second down and 3. Maybe a throwing down here for McDonough. Will motion Garrett DeMuth across the formation as a stand-up tight end. Wants DeMuth. That one popped in the air. And then as DeMuth went up to collect it, DeMersion jars him off the football. And Columbia on a 3-and-out will have to punt the football away. Good start by the Monmouth defense if they can force this third down and 3.
So now we'll take a look at that defensive line. Greg and I talked about it at the half. They have been so much better each week, Matt. I know we referenced it as well. Obvious passing situation here.
Nelligan up top to the left side of the formation. Denzel Hill, the freshman, to the right side. Nelligan in motion. McDonough does want to throw. Clutches once. Now in trouble. Look out from below, and he will get sacked. On the backside, it's Pat O'Hara. McDonough didn't stand a chance because he didn't even know O'Hara was coming. Kind of like lurking from behind, and O'Hara gets the Mama sack, the second of the day for MU.
And credit O'Hara, but the real credit on the play will go to the secondary. That was a coverage sack, purely and simple. Great coverage downfield, allowed O'Hara to beat his man and pursue from the blind side.
Paul Delaney steps into it. Short, wobbly kick that will go out of bounds around the MU 45-yard line. Monmouth has just had great field position for, I would say, 75% of their possessions. And this isn't going to hurt the stat.
Now they'll get the ball at their own 45-yard line. After those first, really, Matt, 2 or 3 drives, they've had good field position. Even when they got it on their 4, they drove it about 80 yards for a field goal attempt.
So here comes the offense, first time out in the quarter, about a minute and 20 ticked off the clock. Pandorf and Hayes, the combo in the backfield for Hill. Monmouth keeps it on the ground. Hayes stutters off the left side, gets to midfield and slightly into Columbia territory for about a 6-yard pickup. It'll be second and four. We always like to talk about those we are involved with, and as we broadcast on the Shore Sports Network, if you haven't heard, a interesting merger partnership of sorts as All Shore Media and Shore Sports Network have combined to really cover the gamut of Shore Conference activity. If you haven't seen the new website, check it out at shoresportsnetwork.com. Four-man front here. Hayes off the left side. Hayes going to have a first down. Lowers the shoulder and then taken out of bounds by Rhyme at the Columbia 41-yard line.
Saw that during the week. That's great news for, we can be selfish for us, Monmouth Hawks, obviously, with our partnership here on the Shore Sports Network and getting to work now with the great team that they have now merged with. That's big news in the Shore.
It is big news. Cover a lot of high school activity, and now Shore Sports Network, your home for high school, Monmouth, Jets, and the coverage that is put on by Scott Stump and Bob Batters, Matt Manley on the team as well. Over the middle, Sterling will make the catch down inside the 30-yard line, get to the 27. Nice roll out to the right for Hill. That's going to be a first down. Good gain. Pickup of about 18.
Offense looking good again, Matt. They've been really good inside the 20s. Now they're going to have to cash in. A touchdown here would be huge.
You can't keep thinking about three. When you get down in the red zone now, it's time to start putting 6, then 7 points on the board. Tight end wing set off to the right. Sterling Davenport combo to the left side. Hayes with a big hole off the right side. Gets to the 20. Knocked out of bounds at about the 18-yard line. That goes as a gain of 5. It'll bring up a 2nd and 5 coming up. And if you can get, as Monmouth did a week ago, this was so key. You had 5, 6, sometimes as many as 8 yards consistently on first down. 5 yards is a good pickup. There is a flag that came out late thrown at the 20-yard line. So as a discussion taking place right now, referees figuring out where to spot it, and then there's been 1, 2, now 3 different one-on-one conversations taking place.
Well, you don't mind when your officials are communicative, I guess. Hopefully they're just making it easier to decipher what's going on and not scrambling around trying to figure out why one of them tossed the flag out.
Yeah, that wasn't even involving the referee at all. Now it will. Looks like they'll pick up the flag and for the 2nd time today wave off the penalty. Referee today, by the way, is Carlton Derrick. Bill O'Brien, the umpire. Terrence Brown, the linesman. Mike Schneider, the line judge. Sean O'Callaghan, the back judge. Jack O'Keefe, the field judge. And the side judge is Brian Fleming. 2nd down now for MU and a long 4. Hill came up to the line, now checks over to the line of scrimmage, wants to change the play. 10 seconds on the play clock. Hayes, the single back, split wide receiver set. Hill keeps it on the ground, gives to Hayes. Didn't like what he saw, bounces off to the right, gonna like this for a Monmouth touchdown. If he would have ran into the line where the play was designed, would have been stopped for nothing, and Julian with great vision to bounce it to the outside and take it in from 14 yards out. MU back on the scoreboard, but hold everything. Flag down.
And it's thrown in the area of a hold, and I believe that is the initial call. Definitely on Monmouth, as it looks as though whoever set the edge on the outside may have done so illegally.
Well, that's unfortunate. You wonder.
Oh, after the
after
play.
After the play, okay. Well, not that that's excusable, but you'd rather that because it won't take the touchdown off the board. Columbia has the option to do it on the extra point or on the kickoff. I would think they'll force Monmouth to kick from back at the 20-yard line because it should be a 15-yard penalty. So the touchdown is good. Spillane now coming on for the extra point. This to make it a 20-7 game. Fable the snapper, Vellis the holder, Spillane does his job as well, and that's boom it right through the uprights. MU up top 20-7, 11:43 to go here in the third quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to Monmouth University Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Hawks fans, get your 2013-14 Monmouth U tickets right now. Single game tickets as well as group packages are currently available. Call now and ask how to spend your birthday with Shadow at an MU game or help your organization fundraise with MU. Affordable family fun entertainment is one call or click away by calling the Monmouth Athletic Ticketing Office at 732-263-5735 or hawktickets at monmouth.edu.
Short field to work with, but it again results in points for Monmouth. Hawks able to take it in. Julian Hayes with the touchdown, and MU now leading 20-7. 11:43 to go here as Monmouth with their second rushing touchdown of the afternoon. And as we assumed, Columbia will take that 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty on the kickoff here. So Santangelo will have to go back to the 20-yard line to kick it away.
Does have the wind at his back, and the way that Santangelo has been kicking, Matt, still should put a decent charge into this.
41, Rhyme, 28, Braddock, both back deep. Santangelo approaches, drives this one low, bounces at the 20, skips at the 15, handled at the 11 by Rhyme. He's got some room off the left side, looking for a seam now back up the middle, taken down 35-yard line. In on the stop looked like number 38. That is Kevin Butler. Number 33, Tyler Thompson, both getting involved in the special teams play. MU here, sorry, Eddie,
go ahead.
With a good opportunity, at least on the defensive side of the ball. One more stop, maybe another score after that if the offense can do their part as well. And then you start thinking about, you know, putting the nail in the coffin of Columbia.
Yeah, I was going to say the unit that can do that exact thing is right here. This MU defense has been really, really good since that first series.
Hollis, Hill, and Flannery all split out this time wide to the right. Broken snap. This one, a disastrous play for Columbia. The snap was fumbled by McDonough. Then he short-humped it into Denzel Hill, who had fallen down trying to catch it. All things going wrong there for Columbia. Now second and 10 for the Lions.
Yeah, you said it. Nothing about that play looked good. If you're Columbia, if you're Monmouth, you love that. Defense that time got good pressure, Matt, but also the secondary has been very good in this game.
Sutton and Co. up over the top. Johnson and Brandon, the two corners. Spread look here for Columbia. Four wide receiver set, two to either side. Pitch to the outside. Quick sweep for Garrett. He will get forward to the 39-yard line. Looks like they'll spot it. That's a gain of four. This is Fordham in the matchup last week against Fordham. This is a Columbia team that trailed 10-0 at the break and then gave up 42 points in the second half.
Sign for that again?
Yeah, Monmouth would like the recipe for that for sure. This time it'll be Connor Nelligan in the slot to the right. Hill, wide man to the right. Hollis up top to the left. All kinds of movement on both sides of the ball. Monmouth will say that Columbia drew them across the line. And that looks like it will be the call. Back up the Lions 5 yards and make it third and 12. 10:52 to go here in the third quarter. Hawks are in control, 20-7. They lead Columbia.
At that time, Monmouth was bringing pressure. They looked, Matt, to be in a zero coverage. They were bringing all the linebackers, leaving their defensive backs one-on-one, and they may do that again here. Three safety look here for the Hawks.
Yeah, nickel package, Coe, Gray, and Sutton helping out. Coe operating as the nickel corner. McDonough wants to throw. Throws up an errant pass, almost intercepted by Brandon. The intended target was Nelligan. It didn't look like he was hit at all. I think he just let go a bad ball.
Into the wind, maybe made it flutter a little bit. I'm not making excuses. It was a bad throw.
Flutter?
It fluttered, didn't it?
That was... You can use a lot more words. How about wounded duck?
Well, whatever it was, Columbia's lucky that Brandon mistimed his jump because that ball was earmarked for interception.
As the snap taking place for the punt, there was a flag thrown by the field judge. Too many men on the field?
It was definitely before the snap.
And I just saw Ife Isaluka run off for Monmouth. Yeah, illegal substitution. Too many men on the field for MU. So that'll cost them five. It's still a punt situation on fourth and seven. Phillips will drift 5 yards further back. Stands at his own 25-yard line. See if he gets a returnable one here. This will be hung into the wind a little bit. Long cadence by Delaney. Monmouth bringing lots of pressure. Delaney gets it off. Pretty good kick considering. Phillips will call for a fair catch into a high sunny sky down at the 19-yard line where MU will have it first and 10. They lead with 10:23 to go in the third quarter. Hawks up 20-7.
We'll give us a quick minute to talk about some Monmouth Athletics social media. We invite everyone to join the online conversation by following Monmouth on both Twitter and Instagram at MU Hawks, liking Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook, and checking out youtube.com/MonmouthHawks for videos with MU coaches, players, and more. You can find every team's social media page in one location, gomuhawks.com/connect. You can do what Matt and I are doing right now and get online with some social media and start talking about the Hawks.
You can tweet at us if you'd like, at HarmonMT, at Eddie, E-D-D-Y-O-8, for my broadcast partner. Got a quick hello from Tom Farrell, who likes to help out with the staff. But today, went up to see his son, who's a member of the Stonehill College football squad. Two-back set for Hayes. Running right, runs through a tackle, comes forward over the line of scrimmage, gets to the 23-yard line for a gain of about 4.
Tell you, Tom's a fan of old-school smash-mouth football. He would love this performance today with the way that the running game and the defense has been playing.
Hayes had his helmet pop off, so he'll check out. KB Asante will come in. It's funny when you think about, you know, the different ways things are connected. Coach Farrell has had a long relationship here as a former coach, now more of an associate helper along the way. His son up at Stonehill, which was the first team that Monmouth played at the football level. Brandon wants to throw, and Hill connects up over the top with Sterling. Now all of a sudden, seeing all kinds of flags coming out on just about every other play. The catch was made by Sterling out to the 39-yard line. This is going to be a hold on Monmouth. On Peter Island, who's having maybe a tough game by his standards, had a procedure penalty in the second quarter, and now a hold here. That'll back up Monmouth a bit.
Thrown by the umpire, and I would say 90% of the time when he throws the flag, it's going on the offensive line, which negates a really good gain, Hill to Sterling, on a little in-cut.
Puts the ball back to the MU 13-yard line. They need to get to the 29 for a first down. So second and 16. Three wide receivers set off to the left, one back to the right. Hill wants to throw right. He's got Sterling up over the middle. He'll make the catch and get forward out over the 30 to the 35-yard line. They'll spot him to the 36. That is a gain of 23 and an MU first down.
And I think the best ball that Brandon Hill has thrown all day, because when he let go of that ball, Sterling wasn't open. He threw him open right past the linebacker on a line. And credit Neal making the catch. He dropped a couple early. He's caught his last couple.
Sterling slot this time to the left along with Davenport. Wing tight end combo up to the right. Hayes going to get the carry. Looking off of right guard. Nothing doing this time. Back at the 35-yard line. Will you lose a yard? Nico Padilla, the sophomore defensive tackle, on the stop.
Good surge that time by the Columbia D-line. Now Monmouth will have a second and long, but still contend the playbook fairly open. We've seen the Hawks, Matt, second and third and long have success keeping it on the ground, but Brandon seems to be in a pretty good rhythm right now.
Second down and 11 from the Hawk 35-yard line. 8:40 to go in the third quarter. Low snap, Hill able to handle it. Has time, goes over the top, looks for Fable again, and that one lost by Fable. You notice the seagulls starting to circle around the stadium here more so. We didn't see any of these in the first half at all. And there's, I would say, a combination of a dozen that have started to kind of float around, and they are. They're all lined up on Dome over there. I think, if I'm correct, I think that is the Columbia crew area that they keep some of the skulls off the river. Hill wants to throw again. Again looking for Sterling. Tried to go with a one-hand catch. Couldn't haul it in. It'll go as an incompletion. Hill wanted that one on 4th and 11. Monmouth forced a punt.
I was going to make the same point. I didn't see any in the first half. And Monmouth's a mile from the ocean, and we never get this down by us. Obviously, we are on the water here. That's the East River, correct?
We're basically where the East and the Hudson meet up.
And apparently the Gulls like that area, too. Kind of like a scene out of the Birds.
Low snap. Spillane able to get off the kick under pressure. Bouncing at the 30, rolls inside the 25, out of bounds about the 22. So Spillane doing well just to handle it. They'll mark it at the 21, where Columbia will have an opportunity here with 8:21 to go in the third quarter. And the Hawks up by a 13-point spread, 20-7.
Question for you. Pass, punt, kick, hits a bird. What happens?
I don't think anything happens. I think...
Play it?
Yeah. I think.
I mean, I'm not obviously wishing harm to any bird, but they were swirling around the field during play.
I think that's play on. First and 10 for the Lions. McDonough looking things over. Has three wide to work with. One up top left, two to the right. Tries to tuck it and run on a quarterback draw. Maybe got a half yard over the line of scrimmage. Want to correct myself, too. That was actually more of a wildcat look. Scooter Hollis was the man who took that direct snap.
If you're going to get any name, you got to get Scooter.
Well, it seems to make sense that if you're going to go wildcat and you got a guy named Scooter, he's the guy to take the snaps. And he will again here on 2nd and 9 as McDonough stays on the sideline. Trips off to the right side. You would think this is going to be a run. I don't know that Hollis can put the ball up in the air. He will hand off left side. That'll go to Garrett to the 25-yard line. This is a different little wrinkle for Columbia than we've seen so far today. Now Trevor McDonough will come back on.
I know it's cool and it's in vogue, but you rarely see this work where your quarterback is on the sideline for two plays. Hey, Trevor, I know we just sat you down. You got to get out there and convert a third down now.
Yeah, get out there on 3rd and 6 when we're trailing by 13. I agree. 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Four-man front by Monmouth. They're not showing any pressure except for those four guys. That is bringing some pressure, and McDonough in trouble. Throws it up over the top and then down. That will go as an incompletion, set up a fourth down. And the pass rush for Monmouth continuing to get better, not just game to game, almost series to series now.
And if that's what you're going to get on 3rd and 6, maybe Trevor should have stayed on the sideline and let Scooter try. Credit this D-line, Matt. No blitz there. They get pressure with four. That's the defensive coordinator's dream. If you can get pressure with your front four or three and then play coverage on the back.
Delaney on to punt. Phillips standing at his own 38-yard line. Good punt here. Phillips calling for the fair catch at the 31-yard line and makes it. So Monmouth gets it back. 1st and 10. MU trying to kind of put this game maybe out of reach, especially the way the defense is playing. One more score, you'd feel way more comfortable than you do right now. MU up 20-7 with 6:54 to go in this third quarter.
Yeah, it's in that weird area where if Monmouth gets the next score, you start to get that breathing room. If Columbia gets the next score, whole new ball game on the offense now. Run the football. I like the mixture of run and pass that we've seen Scott Van Zyl call in this game. If you're able to get 7 on the board here, you may take Columbia and their fans out of this one completely, but points are going to be great regardless.
Two backs in the backfield. Hill, little play action, rolling off to his right. Wants Morrow in the flat. Had it, dropped it. Incompletion. Make it 2nd and 10.
Play didn't look that smooth. It looked kind of... something was off timing-wise, so now at 2nd and long and Asante in at running back. Have seen this D-line really play well, or rather this O-line for Monmouth, play well in the second half thus far. ending that last drive with a long Hayes touchdown run.
Trips package this time off to the left. Hill, quick play action. That one deflected up in the air and then hitting the ground. Nico Padilla, whose name we've called a bunch, got his big paw up there on it. Goes as an incompletion, and now MU staring a third and long in their face at their own 31-yard line.
Just seems as though right when Monmouth's ready to maybe seize control, the Columbia D-line comes up, makes a play, batting that pass down, now forcing, you would think, obvious passing situation here, third and long.
Four wide into the game for MU. Richards and Davenport, and then Phillips and Sterling. One on, two on either side. Timeout has been taken by Columbia. We'll take a timeout as well. 6:46 to go here in the third quarter. Hawks lead 20-7. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawk football on the Shore Sports Network.
The Boathouse Bar and Grill features great food, entertainment, and the best wings in the area. Whether you're watching college or NFL football or having them help you plan a private party, the Boathouse, 1309 Main Street in Belmar, is your spot. Boathouse Bar and Grill.
Third down and 10 now for Monmouth as Hill giving some directions to the offensive line and his receiver. Same set, two receivers either side. Asante into the game as the single back. Going to stay in and help block. Hill letting it fly and out over the reach of Elijah Phillips. That's incomplete, and on a three and out, Monmouth will bring on the punt team.
Stand there for the Columbia defense. So now, Matt, we're still kind of in that gray area. If the Lions get the game's next score, whole new ball game. If Monmouth can hold them and get it back, you can take that little sigh of relief, that breathing room, but now you put the pressure back on the D with the wind at their back.
Travis Rhyme back deep. Good snap here for Spillane. Good kick, low spiraling job, fielded by Rhyme on the fly at the 20. Gets to the 25-30. This is going to come back for an illegal block thrown down the field. And now another flag has come out. Tevron Brandon was the first guy down covering kicks. He got mixed up with Bruce Gant, number 33, backup defensive back. That was the first one. I'm not sure of the second.
Get it cleared up here as there is some laundry on the field, and it does appear that that will be the call. Is now a good time? Should we save it a little bit? This little,
that's good news.
This nugget of information that the New York Cosmos, the newest professional team in New York, soccer league, they're bringing the Cosmos back. Well, they made a big move today. They have signed former Hawk goalkeeper, formerly of a club team in Sweden, Brian Meredith, who will wear number 29 for the New York Cosmos, whose new, I believe, CFO is former Rutgers athletic director, Tim Pernetti. So going into his jersey roots to pluck Brian Meredith.
That's good news. Great news, actually.
It's fantastic.
Congratulations.
Great kid, great goalie.
Yeah, congratulations to Brian. Not just one of the best athletes that Monmouth has had in any sport, but I agree, one of the best student-athletes, just overall person that the school has had. After the penalty, ball going back to the 25-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for Columbia. Two wide receivers this time splitting out wide to the left. Tight end staying back to the right, offset eye formation. Play action, good action this time. Over the middle, man is open. That's the tight end, Hamilton Garner, who will haul it in at the 40. 15-yard pickup. Well-designed play by Columbia that time.
And you've got to respect the play action to Marcorus Garrett because he's been effective on the ground. You see teams run play action just to run it. Well, Columbia can do so because their best offensive weapon is their running back, as it looks as though Anthony McDonough will have to come out of the football game.
McDonough a little shaken up after that last play. Linebacking core right now. Thompson in the middle. Peyton Minnick at one outside backer. John Sikowski at the other. Five-man front as Minnick walks up. Here is the give to Garrett. Good hole off the left side and good speed. 40, 35, 30 to the 25, to the 20, and then taken down out of bounds inside the 20 by Tevron Brandon at about the 17-yard line. And that's what we've been saying. You're at that weird point of the game, a score by Columbia, and the Lions will get right back in it.
That big run, it's been Columbia's best offensive option of the day is Garrett. Both times, Matt, on big plays, they've gone through the left side. So credit the Columbia O-line for keeping them in this football game, and they're now in the red zone.
Offset eye formation set to the left. New man in the backfield, Allen Watson, who will get the carry. More of a downhill runner than Garrett. Takes it to the 10. That's a 7-yard pickup. Second down and 3 coming up.
MU defense back against the wall a bit here. You know, you could play well for a stretch, but you can't allow a team to come back into the game. As well as they've played in the second and third quarter, they need to come up with a big one here.
Nick Durham has come in as an extra tight end, sets himself as a wing to the right, split wide receiver set. Nelligan in motion. The give is to Garrett up the middle. Big hole, touchdown. 10-yard touchdown run for Marcoris Garrett for the second time today. He has his name called as a touchdown man. And Columbia an extra point away from being right back into it.
Garrett now up over 100 yards with his second touchdown. The Monmouth defense, Matt, they should drop a safety, load the box up. Obviously, they know what Columbia does best now. Run it with Garrett. Make McDonough have to beat you.
Extra point by Luke Eddy is up and in. 20-14, the score. The pressure now back on the offense for Monmouth. We'll see how they do when we come back after this 30-second timeout. 5:04 to go in the third quarter. Hawks up by 6. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Scala's Pizzeria is a proud supporter of the Monmouth Hawks and Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network. For great pizza and more, visit them over in West End or check out their website at scalaspizzeria.com.
Columbia score coming with 5:04 to go in this third quarter. Lions have pulled it within 6, 20-14. Monmouth leads. Luke Deddy set to kick off. Back deep, LaVon Chaney, Tevron Brandon. High end over end kick. Returnable for Brandon at the 5, 10, out to the 20, 25. Runs out of room on the far sideline. Pushed out of bounds by Malcolm Thaxton. And MU will take over on a 1st and 10. And the offense looked very good coming out of the break. Now needs to kind of re-energize things a little bit and look to take this football game back over.
Matt, couldn't agree more. Now the onus falls on this Monmouth offense, who has been really good throughout this ball game. Now they need to not only get points, but they need to chew up some of this clock, let that defense rest, and continue to move towards getting this game into the fourth quarter and get this win.
First and 10 from the 27. Here's Asante going off to the right side. Cuts up past the hash mark out to the 30-yard line. That's a gain of 3. Make it second and 7. 4:45 and running here. We don't get paid by the minute, but it's been an extremely long type game.
I think this Ivy League digital network is just killing us.
We're almost 2.5 hours in, and we haven't even reached the end of the third quarter.
At this point, now you got to make sure you get on the plane.
3-wide set to the left. One of those, the H-back Fable. Here's the give to Asante up the middle, ripped down quickly by Padilla after a 2-yard pickup out to the 32-yard line. MU, a good solid 5 away from getting the first down. Make it 3rd and 5 now with 4 minutes left.
Credit Padilla. He beat Zach Fable, who was down blocking on the play. He beat him to the point of attack, which allowed him to bring Asante down. Big third down here for the MU offense.
Brandon Sook has checked into the game now at the tight end spot, number 88. 3-wide package. Asante is the single back with Hill, who wants to throw. Looking. Wanted. Sumlin deflected at the line of scrimmage again. That time it was Chad Washington, the 6'4 junior, off the defensive end spot. And Columbia's got some life to him right now. A little bounce in the step to the guys in blue. And Monmouth will have to punt away again on a quick three and out.
Matt, it's all about timing. And the Monmouth defense allowed a score. The Monmouth offense sputtered, and now Columbia has renewed life.
A little bit of pressure for Spillane. Does get it off. Rhyme will call for a fair catch inside his 25-yard line at the 24, where Columbia will take things over now. 3:32 to go in this third quarter. MU up 20-14 on the Lions.
And in no bigger need of a stop than right now. Columbia got 7 last time out. Marcoris Garrett, the reason for that touchdown. Now, you need to stiffen if you're the Monmouth defense. Drop a safety down, load the box, make McDonough beat you with his arm.
McDonough will come up under center this time around. Offset eye formation, play action. In trouble. Flush in the pocket, fumbles the football. O'Hara got him, forced the fumble. Darnell Leslie picks it up. And MU will have it first and 10 from the Columbia 12-yard line. That combination today, one end to the other, has worked unbelievably well for MU.
It worked earlier. It was Leslie being credited with the interception on the O'Hara play. Here, a strip sack by O'Hara, beating his man around right end. Great job. Leslie on the spot. I'll tell you what. Remember that scene, Remember the Titans? A little strong side, a little right side. I might need these guys yelling in practice at each other because they have been wreaking havoc on the Columbia offensive line.
This is an opportunity now for Monmouth that they cannot let go. Got to punch one in and get 7 on the board. Hayes has checked back into the game. Morrow in at the H-back spot. Tight end right, split wide set. Hayes up the middle, and he is shut down. Columbia selling out right now to stop the run, and why wouldn't they? Good tackle made that time by the middle linebacker, Zach Ollinger. Loss of a yard on the play. Make it 2nd and 11. 3 minutes to go in this third quarter.
In the first quarter, the Lions did the same thing. And then we saw Hill able to get things going. Dink and dunk, loosen that defense up. Now I like what Monmouth does. Spread the field.
4 wide into the game. Ball set left hash mark. 2 to either side. Play action bubble screen. Going to the end zone. Sumlin, the intended target. Knocked away at the last second. Brock Kenyon, the freshman safety, coming through to make a nice play.
They fake the bubble screen short side of the field left. Sumlin, the player who would have been blocking, kind of leaks out. It was open, but if it was, Matt, just for a split second as the safety comes over the top to make the play. Now a big third down here. Any kind of points are great for Monmouth, but they really need to try to gain something where maybe even they can look at going for it. Put Columbia away. You have the chance.
Monmouth can get a first down. Need to get down inside the 3-yard line for that. Hill wants it. Gets it. Hayes going to run off the right side. Looking, cuts back, in trouble, dropped at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Nick Melka, first man on the scene for Columbia. So after a great defensive play, strip, fumble recovery, Monmouth with 3 quick plays, can't get anything going in the drive, and Spillane will come on to at least make it a 2-possession game.
It all started on first down. Columbia won first down, and that dictated that tempo for the whole series.
Good hold by Velas. Snap was a little off center, and Spillane able to knock this one through for 3 more. MU leads 23-14. We step out for a 30-second timeout. Spillane with his 3rd field goal of the afternoon. Monmouth up by 9. We're back right after this quick timeout. You're listening to Monmouth University Football on the Shore Sports Network. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti. 3 more on the board for Eric Spillane. And the Hawks lead 23-14. Santangelo will boom this one up over the top. 29-yarder that time by Spillane, who hits for the 3rd time today. We're broadcasting today from the pretty much the northernmost part of the island of Manhattan, top part of the Bronx, where the rivers of the Hudson and the Harlem River come together. This new type facility that Columbia has under the name of Robert Kraft Field. Yes, that same Robert Kraft, who owns the New England Patriots, former graduate here, made a hefty donation, and the field, at least, renamed under his name back in 2007. Columbia trying to go back to work. Here's Garrett in trouble. Stops the line of scrimmage, changes direction, goes left, gets back to the line for no gain. It's a stadium that seats about 19,000. Originally, it was Baker Field, and it was an old wooden-type bleacher stadium that had a capacity of about 32,000. That was in operation until 1982. They actually demolished the field and the stadium before building kind of the what you see right now and opened it in 1984. Two sets of bleachers, one on either side.
Nice video board.
On second and 10, Garrett again running right into the heart of the Monmouth defense for no gain. And on third and 10, this is going to force Columbia, you would think, into a pure passing situation. Jack Eisenstadt in on the tackle. O'Hara there as well. Boy, he's been active today, Pat O'Hara.
He's been good the last few weeks, and early in the year had spot moments in the Montana State and Liberty games of being effective, but last two-plus games has really been a force.
Columbia will go four wide this time. Three right, one back to the left. Onukuzi kind of lurking, thinking maybe blitz. Movement for both sides. Monmouth will point in the Columbia direction, say they were drawn off. Referees will agree. March it back five to the 20-yard line and set up third down and 15.
I was actually going to ask you, Matt, whose seat is better right now? The one that you and I have, or the one from apartment 710 across the street in the high rise?
You could, you'd probably get a pretty good view of everything, wouldn't you?
I think you'd be able to. Those aren't Trump Towers, though. I'll tell you that. We passed those.
We did pass those. A lot of buildings with Trump on the name. Third and 15. Three wide set this time. Two right, one left for McDonough. Lets it go out of the reach of the tight end coming across the field. Hamilton Garner for an incompletion. So yet again, the Monmouth defense does their job.
And they do it in a timely spot. Right when Monmouth goes up nine after the Spillane field goal to get off the field right away and give the ball back to your offense. It's huge for this MU defense because Columbia had scored the possession before.
Coming on to punt is Paul Delaney. Wobbly kick, angled to his left. Phillips will make the fair catch at the 35-yard line. And with 10 seconds to go here in the quarter, Monmouth will have it first and 10.
Gives me the perfect time to ask you an impromptu trivia question.
Uh-oh.
What ESPN personality played here at Columbia before going on to the NFL?
Played here.
Yeah, he was a Columbia Lion.
Current personality?
Current personality. And he's pretty good. I enjoy his work.
Let me give that some thought. We're talking football.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me think about that.
Talking NFL football. Played his football here at Columbia. Came east from Los Angeles.
First down and 10 for Hill. Maybe the final play here of the quarter. Richards and Davenport. Combo off the left side. Sterling up top to the right. Hayes the back. He will get the carry. Nothing doing again. One more time. That forward push by Padilla will drop Hayes for negative yards. About a 3-yard loss. That'll take us to the end of the third quarter. I'll ponder your question over the break. We step out for 60 seconds with Monmouth leading 23-14 over the Lions of Columbia from up here in the Bronx. We step out for 60 seconds. We're back with more Hawk football on the Shore Sports Network.